This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The sturgeon spearing season starts on Saturday, and due to the warm weather, we're looking at the worst ice conditions since 2017. The DNR predicts only about 500 or so sturgeon will be harvested during the upcoming 16-day season. Over 13,000 licenses have been purchased, but the number of shanties and spears are expected to be way down. Many spears plan to hold off and hope that ice conditions on Lake Winnebago and the upriver lakes will improve before the end of the season. A big, big thanks to the Arby's Restaurant Foundation. The roast beef chain has donated better than $74,000 to the Oshkosh School District to pay off better than 3,600 students' school lunch debt. Arby's Foundation is doing the same thing across the country at about 760 schools. Now that Oshkosh Restaurant Week is over, the dates for the annual Craft Beer Week are now set. April 4th through the 14th. Again this year, there'll be a citywide collaborative beer release. Page 2. Chamber members will have until 5 o'clock Friday to weigh in on the city's proposed vehicle registration fee and increase in utility fees. The city wants to use that money to avoid homeowners having to pay for special assessments for sidewalk and road work. A survey has been emailed out to chamber members. Changes could be coming soon to downtown parking. The BID, the Business Improvement District, would like to see permit stalls become two-hour free parking spots. They also like the city to offer some stalls for 24-hour lease at $50 per month or $500 per year. The Common Council will vote on the plan later this month. A big weekend for disabled Oshkosh veteran Adam Alexander, not only going to the Super Bowl on Sunday, but will meet former Badger T.J. Watt, who currently plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Alexander won the trip to Las Vegas from USAA Insurance. Turning to sports, Oshkosh's Ty Halliburton will be part of the NBA three-point competition at the All-Star Game coming up later this month in Indianapolis. And the Herd win again. They were winners last night on the road over Long Island, 133-118. The Herd has now won four games in a row. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.